Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving, and I hope you have some plans to enjoy this weekend and the rest of the month for that matter. But if you don't have a full calendar already, you can get some ideas this hour of things to do and places to go to have fun and enjoy the holidays in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November 29th, and it's time for the December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Every month this year, I have traveled to different regions of the state to participate in different activities and events, to see different sites and enjoy different aspects of Wisconsin culture. And I picked many of these destinations based on you telling me where to go. Where are you going? What will you be doing this month? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I also get many ideas from our guest. Gary Knowles has told me where to go many times. Gary Knowles is an Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel editor to the online publication American Boomer. And he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Hello, Gary.
Hey, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. A day late, but we're thankful for the whole year. So.
Yes, it was. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Wonderful time. And got together with family and some friends and did a little drive all the way up to Sheboygan County and back yesterday, and nice weather, so no complaints. Have a great day.
Oh, good. And you had salmon, not turkey, for your...
We had, yeah, the turkey of the sea. it's just some of my family preferred to have salmon, and I had no complaint about that. So we said, well, we'll have a new tradition.
Right, and we had turkey and salmon, so we have something in common. It was a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope everybody listening had a wonderful Thanksgiving, too. Well, at least you didn't have lutefisk, Gary.
Yeah, I didn't have any lutefisk either. That really isn't part of my family tradition, but it's part of a Wisconsin tradition.
Yes, it is.
And actually, if you want to get some of that lutefisk, they have some. They're going to be having a lutefisk festival. And let me just check the place here. I think it's in Ashopin, Wisconsin, and it ought to be pretty good because they usually have lutefisk and lefse all together.
Yeah, and this is Norwegian, right?
It's Scandinavian. I think Norwegian is probably right. But yeah, they're having that in Ashopin on the 7th of December, and it's a lutefisk dinner and bake sale. It's at the St. Olaf's Church up there, and so that ought to be pretty good. Looks like it goes on 11 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I have to think about this because I have very lovingly kidded people about lutefisk. I have never, ever tried it.
Well, it's one of those foods that seems to lend itself to humor. And there's actually a song. I maybe we can at some point find it for you. It's called The Lutefisk Lament. And it's by a Norwegian boy who's complaining because it's Christmas and he has to eat the lutefisk.
Well, the thing that scares me about it is that it's soaked in lye.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would somebody do that and then eat it?
No, that's I'm going to have to ask some of our friends, I guess, because I have not tried it either. And it's one of those Wisconsin delicacies that still awaits my temptation.
Yeah.
There.
So anyway, I'm thinking about it. You know, I have a little bucket list going of Wisconsin things I would like to do or places I would like to see. And I don't know if I can put that on the bucket list or not. I feel as though I should just to say I did.
Well, so I guess I can assume that's not your Tell Joy Where to Go event of the week.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about
it.
Where is Ashopin anyway? I don't even know where Ashopin is.
You know.
You don't either?
I right off the top of my head, I don't either, and I should, and maybe somebody can call.
All right, well, is lutefisk something you want to talk us into trying lutefisk? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Now, you're not going to have to talk me into sampling some Wollersheim wine, which I understand there's a nice event going on this weekend.
Yeah, they have their annual Vintage Christmas. And, you know, the Wollersheim Winery dates back to the 1840s, 1850s anyway. So it's got a real vintage feel to it. And they've really done a nice job of fixing it up. But they just released their Ruby Nouveau wine, which is the red wine of this year, a couple weekends ago. And now this weekend is going to be the big holiday celebration. And they usually have a wine wagon set up if you want to shoot a Christmas picture with a wine wagon. I believe you can still go and take a look at the Hazarthy Cave that was built up in the 1850s where the family lived when they were first there. And they've got lots of good wine. So
yeah.
Lots of reason to go up there, carolers and fun. So
yeah, and they are making brandy now, but the first stock of brandy has been sold out and won't be until early next year sometime.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And as a result, the brandy came, the brandy went, and they have all kinds of other guys. They have ice wine from this year, which is really good, too. So if you've never had ice wine, go up there and maybe grab a glass.
Well, you know, today is Black Friday, Gary, and as you know, for that matter, a lot of stores opened on Thanksgiving too, Gray Thursday, and
yep.
I saw some photos of big crowds at those stores, and I'm sure there'll be more big crowds at Black Friday deals today. And it got me to thinking that maybe we could talk a little bit as we talk about things to do and places to go in Wisconsin during this December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We could also, since the holidays are upon us, think about things we would give out of state friends and family things from Wisconsin, or for that matter, gifts that you are from Wisconsin, local, statewide gifts that you pick up for the holidays to give to family or friends, whether they live in Wisconsin or not. And something like a bottle of Wollersheim wine,
mm-hmm.
or any wine from any winery.
You know, I think there are, I think I saw the other day that there are now 100 wineries in Wisconsin. They've been popping up all over the place. And not everyone, of course, raises their own grapes. They're not estate-grown grapes, which, you know, and for some people it matters and others it doesn't. But, yeah, there's an incredible number of wineries around the state that are all making, you know, pretty good wine. I was to a couple, I think we've talked about it before, over in the Mississippi River, mm-hmm. area. And El Morro over there and Branches and Vernon Vineyards are all kind of over in that western part of the state, doing a pretty credible job with the wines they're making, and they're all very delicious. Botham is right down in southwest Wisconsin, down near Mineral Point. There are Primrose Winery over in New Glarus. So, yeah, there's a lot of wine available.
So that would be one Wisconsin gift that we could buy to give to a friend or family member, a bottle of wine from a Wisconsin winery. I'm thinking that it's also, you know, Small Business Saturday is also tomorrow. And
it's
so
tomorrow.
There's, you know, things, yep. things that we could get. Maybe we can get listeners to join in with us as we talk about what's going on in Wisconsin this weekend and this month, and things we might buy that are from Wisconsin, so something special from Wisconsin that we might give as gifts.
There's lots of special stuff out there.
Yeah, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And we have a caller who's going to help us out with the lutefisk issue. Gilbert in Appleton. Gilbert, you're familiar with lutefisk?
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm not Norwegian, but my wife is 100%.
Uh-oh.
And this story goes back to her grandfather.
Okay.
Her grandfather was a jolly old guy. Now, he's passed away since then. But he told me the story about why they put lye in lutefisk.
Okay. What's the story?
He was saying way back when, he said, when the Swedes and Norwegians would fight all the time, that they'd try to poison each other's food.
Oh,
and the
really?
Swedes would get into their food and put lye on their cod.
I don't know about that.
No.
You know, no.
Well, that's the story. That's what goes down.
And you have tried lutefisk, I assume, right?
Well, yeah, I did. In fact, before we got married, we went to my in-laws, and of course they had a big lutefisk supper for Christmas. And I was going to try it. I was going to be a brave young guy, so I tried it, took a big plateful, and my father-in-law had kind of a smile on his face. And I got through that plate, and of course he picks it up and offers me some more, you know.
Oh, no.
It was an initiation, Gilbert.
I covered it with beans, and I was able to eat it.
Well, now, how about lefse? Do you eat lefse, too?
Oh, yeah, I like lefse. My whole family likes lefse. We put sugar and butter on it. It really tastes good.
It's a lot easier to eat than that lye stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
that lefse, I don't know.
Well, thank you for sharing that story.
That's great,
Gilbert, and maybe we should do a little fact check. If Marika Saval, my producer this morning, can hear me, maybe we should get the story about why lye was put on on the cod to, I think actually it was to preserve it. Maybe.
I think it probably was, too.
All right. Well, thanks anyway. Thanks for the call, Gilbert. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Gary Knowles. This is the December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And besides telling us what you have planned for this weekend or this month in and or around Wisconsin, we're asking for your ideas of Wisconsin gifts that you might pick up to give family or friends, gifts that are from Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, we are talking about the holidays in Wisconsin, starting right now and through Christmas. This is the December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Gary Knowles, and we are welcoming your suggestions of things to do and places to go in Wisconsin, and things to buy in Wisconsin that would be great gifts, Wisconsin-made gifts, or Wisconsin-produced gifts. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, Gary, I've got an answer to the lutefisk question. Marika looked it up, and it says lutefisk is dried cod that has been soaked in a lye solution for several days to rehydrate it. It is then rinsed with cold water to remove the lye, and then it is boiled or baked and served with butter, salt, and pepper.
All right. Sounds delicious, doesn't it?
That makes all the difference in the world.
I was just going to make some of that. I really do. I want to try it, too, Joy. I've got to say that, you know, I've been in Wisconsin long enough, and I think I'm probably safe to at least try some now.
Yeah, I guess I will put it on the list. So, Gary, you're doing Wollersheim Winery this weekend. Anything else going on this weekend?
Well, you know, I was going to say another thing that's going on that kind of also has a Wisconsin made in Wisconsin connection. There's a really neat exhibit taking place at the Wisconsin Historical Society right here in Madison on the square, and it's called Tis the Season, and it's an exhibit of aluminum Christmas trees that were made primarily in the Manitowoc area. They made these up in Manitowoc, and they're incredibly collectible now, as I understand, but it's a neat exhibit, and if you want to get something that's probably pretty pricey but a real Wisconsin gift to give to somebody, go to an antique store and find one of these aluminum Christmas trees, because they have all the branches, and you stick them in a rod, and then you've got an aluminum Christmas tree.
Didn't they call those trees, they were aluminum Christmas trees, or fake, artificial.
Yeah. Fake.
But they were Evergleam instead of Evergreen.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were Evergleam. I think, that was I think the Miro Company in Manitowoc actually was one of the places that made those. And, they've got quite an exhibit up here, apparently.
I would love to check that out, because it is. It's just down the street from here. And I had a girlfriend growing up, same street. We were born 5 days apart. I still know her all of my life. And her family back in the 60s got one of those trees. And that was modern and cool. And
I remember the big ones. There were big ones that were like probably 6-7 feet tall. And then there were like little table-sized ones. My dad was a teacher, and he bought an aluminum Christmas tree that back in those days you could do that, and he put it in the classroom. And I still have that little aluminum Christmas tree, and I bring it out every Christmas because it's really neat.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that they also had a rotating
yep.
light that would
a
change
colored
the
light.
Color of
yeah.
the tree. And, boy, I just thought that was so groovy back in the day.
That was space age and stuff. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. So that's yeah, that's going on probably for some time.
Yeah,
huh?
That actually goes through January 11th. So you've got some time to get up to that one. And it should be kind of fun. And another thing going on this weekend, if you get a chance to go up to it, actually tonight at Viroqua, Wisconsin, it's Twinkle Fest. And they have an annual lighted parade that goes on up there. And Viroqua is a neat area anyway, kind of through the hills yeah. over in southwest Wisconsin. And their parade is going to start at 7 p.m. sharp, they say. And it ought to be pretty good. It's always kind of fun hanging out over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that'd be very nice. And we have another caller with a suggestion of a Wisconsin product to give for the holidays. It's Tom and Phillips. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
So what do you suggest?
Good morning.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning. I found that in traveling, taking gifts from Wisconsin, maple syrup and wild rice.
Good ideas.
Real big.
Good ideas. I love both of those things. Do you like maple syrup and wild rice?
Oh, I sure do. Yeah, I sure do. That's a good idea. So, and you can probably pick up some of those products in your neck of the woods, Tom?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and
I'm actually up here after Thanksgiving, up here hunting, but I'm from the southern part of the state, but a lot of my relatives up here do maple syrup every year, and I plan to. We have some land here, and we have plenty of maple, so we'll be doing it too, but it just goes over so big. So many people don't get it.
Oh, yeah. Good luck hunting. You say you're hunting this weekend?
In fact, I'm headed out right now. I just thought I'd call and share that with you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you did.
Send out the deer.
Yeah. You know, we will be hearing a Wisconsin Life essay after the news about the hunting tradition in Wisconsin and the family tradition of hunting in Wisconsin. So if you're still by a radio, Tom, you can hear that Wisconsin Life essay coming up after the news. So I'm looking, Gary, for something to do in December. And one of the things I really want to do this winter, we've talked about this before, and in fact, I talked about it on the show, I think, just last week. I really want to go to the ice caves near Bayfield, the Apostle Island Lake Superior
yep.
ice caves. But I have a feeling that the past couple of winters, it hasn't cooperated. You need to have enough snow and ice to walk out there.
Yeah, they need to have the right cycle of a big snowstorm or two so that they get snow up on the cliffs, and then they need a melting, and then a freezing. And I would guess probably 3 out of 5 years they get it, or 2 out of 5 years maybe. I know last year it was too warm, and they never really got much of a cave, I don't think, out there. But and usually you can look for that probably at the end of January and February, sometimes a little sooner or later. But it really depends on that cycle of a big snow or two melting and freezing.
Well, that is on the list, and it looks like if the conditions cooperate, I'll think about in late January or February if it works out.
You know, if you want to go up to the Bayfield area, you know, we were talking about other unique Wisconsin things. They're having wassail dinners up at the old Rittenhouse Inn up in Bayfield, Wisconsin. And this is a tradition that's been going on up there, I want to guess, almost 20 years or so. But it's a great celebration of the holidays. They have singing throughout the whole meal, and it's really quite an elaborate feast in Bayfield.
Do those go on throughout the month or just a certain
dates? Yeah, they actually have them pretty much throughout December.
Okay.
And I will check my list here.
No, that's right. We'll have the list posted, by the way. And we have a new website and a more complicated way to get your list up there. And with the holiday weekend, I don't think we managed it. So we will, though, hopefully later today we'll get that up there.
Okay.
We had a listener who wanted to call in to say that gifts from the Ogalle, G-A-L-L-E.
Ogalle. Yeah, it's up northwest of of Eau Claire.
Okay, because I was thinking, was that Eau Claire? Yeah. Ogal Cheese Factory make wonderful gifts. It's also one of the oldest cheese factories in the country.
It is a good, neat place. We've had our convertible group stop there, and they've got quite a collection of those collectible houses and ornaments and things that people have. Plus, the cheese is really good.
Oh, and, yeah. I have not been there. That sounds good. And that is another area that I haven't been this year in my Tell Joy Where to Go travel. So that might be a place to check out. There's got to be several dozen cheese factories in Wisconsin, too.
There's a lot of good cheese factories out there. Of course, one of my favorite cheese outlets, and there's a number of them around, Carr Valley. They've got a place in Middleton, but I think their base is really in Laval, Wisconsin. They've got a real good place up in Prairie du Sac. They make cheese not only from cow milk, but sheep and goat, and then they get them all together, too. So they've got all the animals are working up there in the barnyard. But it's incredibly good cheese, and they're winning awards all over the world for that stuff.
Well, we have just a minute before news time, Gary. The other theme, it seems, is that there are dozens and dozens of holiday craft shows going on.
You can pretty much turn in any direction and head out and find a craft show, and there's good ones. I mean, that, you know, you talk about buying neat things from local people. All of these have some unique stuff at them that you're not going to find at the others. And Whitewater has one going on this weekend called Happy Holidays, and they're all over the place. Marshfield has a Rotary Winter Wonderland taking place this weekend. Boulder Junction has a kids' walk day, and they're going to have things up there as well. Neshota has one going on Saturday. So all over the place.
We will continue going all over the place during this December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Our travel advisor, Gary Knowles, is here, as he is once a month with his list of events and activities that are going on in and around Wisconsin this weekend and for the rest of the month. And we want to know what you're up to. First, the news.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newber Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is the December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, November 29th. We will continue to take your recommendations, telling me where to go this weekend or throughout the month of December, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show, and we will get to more of your recommendations after this edition of Wisconsin Life. Many Wisconsin families hunt for wild game. Carol Ginsburg grew up eating venison and wild birds, but she was ambivalent about hunting and embarrassed by her dad's enthusiasm for the sport. But as an adult, she came to appreciate her roots.
Searching for my brother's cottage in northern Wisconsin, my son and I drove down a dirt road, uncertain. Then we spotted a deer hide drying in the warm autumn sun, the buck's head still attached. Yep, this had to be the place. I cringed, laughed, and salivated. There'd be a venison feast in my future. I come from a family of hunters. I grew up tramping through the woods, learning to hold still and listen, to relish the sudden pfft of a pheasant flushed from a cornfield, to shoot a .22 rifle at cans on a fence rail. My dad hunted everything from rabbit to caribou. Once, he even took us Christmas tree hunting, blasting the top off a giant pine. Usually, he protected natural habitat. His appreciation of wild game extended to the table. Though I never joined in the killing, never even aimed at a live target, I obliged in the kitchen. At first, it was through eating. Venison, rabbit, pheasant, grouse, goose, and duck. When bird was on the menu, my siblings and I learned to chew cautiously, anticipating birdshot we'd spit into paper napkins. By my teens, I'd long since stopped shooting, and my ambivalence about the sport gave way to distaste because of its impact on my social life. I was marked as part of a hunting clan. One November night, late for a high school basketball game, I rushed into our dark garage and smacked into a deer carcass. At school, I fumed when I saw blood smeared on my ski jacket. My dad's hunting coveralls, draped on the blue spruce out front, embarrassed me. We were the Beverly Hillbillies without the wealth. I wanted to leave that sitcom behind. After college, I went to work for a Hudson Valley newspaper where I covered food. The Culinary Institute of America sent an invitation for a harvest feast. The main course? Venison medallion with chestnut puree. Whoa, I felt new respect for game, but I was far from my suppliers. 7 years and two moves later, I returned to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, where I eventually resumed covering food. My dad's cooking repertoire had expanded, and we nudged each other to improve. He shared recipes for venison stir-fry and rabbit. I passed along my mother-in-law's instructions for venison stroganoff. Just as I'd begun to really appreciate hunting as a piece of my heritage, my husband, our boys, and I moved to Washington, D.C. The wild game supply line got interrupted again. On one of my last visits home while Dad was alive, I asked if he'd take me shooting. He practically leaped off the couch. As a reward for my interest, he sent me back east with a cooler of wild game, some of the last I've cooked. But on this golden afternoon in the North Woods, I found myself at a picnic table in my brother's yard, family all around, and venison steaks on our plates. It was a feast as good as any I remember.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin. And once a month, we are joined by travel writer Gary Knowles, who tells us about a wide array of events and activities taking place around Wisconsin. Well, Gary is here with his Wisconsin event sampler, and we are talking about things going on in and around Wisconsin this weekend and throughout the month of December. And I often ask you to tell us what you're up to, and for you to tell me where to go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This month has sort of a holiday theme to it. There are a lot of holiday-related festivals or craft fairs and that sort of thing, so we welcome those. But if you've got something else going on, that's okay too. And we're also asking you during this hour if there is a certain Wisconsin-produced gift, something special from Wisconsin that you like to pick up as gifts for friends or family. Let us know about that as well. So, Gary, what else can you recommend this month? I'm still looking for some place to go to visit. I like the idea of the Ever-Gleam exhibit of artificial trees at the Wisconsin Historical Society. That's just down the street from me. I do like the idea of making it to the Eau Claire area this month because that's one community and region that I haven't made a visit to this year. So
when you get there, you got a tour of the Liney's Brewery, of course, that up in Chippewa Falls, just up the road a bit, and that would be good. But yeah, the whole Eau Claire area is neat.
Leinenkugel, that would be great. One thing that I'm planning on doing is I do want to, you mentioned just before news time about, I think you mentioned some things going on in Eau Claire, and the Mabel Tainter Theater
over in Menominee
has something going on that I might be able to go to if it hasn't sold out yet. I know that Judith Sears Poisson, who is the producer of the Larry Mueller Show, will be hosting and interviewing Michael Perry, the well-known author from that area, and he's the host of Tent Show Radio.
Yep.
And I think that would be really fun. And
yeah, he's a talent, that's for sure. And and Mabel Tainter Theater is a gem of a place. I mean, if you've never been there, you're going to love the place. It's just it's a little jewel box of an opera house, and you know, up in pretty country up there in Menominee area, and well worth checking it out. They also have going on the 19th, in case you're interested. There's going to be a presentation by Jim Miller. And it's Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wales.
Oh, cool.
He'll be doing a recitation of that great little story, and it's free. All you have to do is bring an item to donate to the local food pantry. But
very nice.
That ought to be great. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can get there a little earlier. Take a look around because it's a beautiful place.
I'm going to go to the Eau Claire Menominee area for sure. I think that would be a lot of fun. I may not go to the one you just recommended, uh-huh. but I think I'm going to try to if there are tickets still available. It's actually my time of day. I can stay awake for this. Get this, Gary. It's 2 to 3 in the afternoon.
Is that right?
I can do that.
Well, what day is it? It's Saturday,
December 7th.
All right.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's a conversation with Michael Perry.
That should be good.
All right. Well, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And then when I'm there, I can go to that cheese factory that's in Eau Claire that a caller recommended.
Yeah, it's near there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Linda in Ashland is with us now. Hi, Linda. What are you planning?
On Saturday, the historic Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church here in Ashland is having their Winter Wonderland craft sale that they've been doing for years, and I'm a local artist, and we're going to be over there with a booth and showing our things. We have some awesome local souvenir-type items that we make.
Well, what kind of work do you do?
We painted a lot of the wildlife onto different wooden boxes, little plaques, little wall hangings, and one thing here in Ashland that's been pretty popular lately is recently our last ore dock was tore down.
Yeah.
And so that's a great collectible, and we have boxes and little plaques with those painted on them. Also our famous Breakwater Lighthouse and...
That's really neat. Yeah,
that's
a good local item, isn't it?
Yeah, going to some of these places and picking up the arts and crafts of people that made them. So that is this Saturday, did you say, Linda?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And we also have some little log reindeers, if you've ever seen these little traditional Christmas reindeers made out of the red pine.
Oh, okay.
We bought some red pine from a little local family here that was in trouble with their financial situation and helped them out a bit, made some little reindeers, and we're going to have those over there. Everything's under $20 in our booth, so it's highly affordable for gifting. And
sounds like great shopping over
there. Yeah, thank you very much, Linda, and happy holidays to you. Other types of arts and craft shows, we touched on a few, Gary, before news, lots more.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Wisconsin specialties, and one thing that you can get up in Ashland, now that she mentions it, they have the Timeless Timber operation up there where they pick up logs that have been soaked for hundreds of years that were from the original forest in Wisconsin, and they cut those and make them into breadboards and ornaments and things like that at a business called Timeless Timber in Ashland. And it's really neat because the wood you're getting is really from the primeval forest in Wisconsin, probably 300, 500 or more years old, and some really ancient wood. It's hard, it's beautiful, and it's another neat Wisconsin product you can get.
That sounds great. Well, what about you? What local products, things that are made in Wisconsin, produced in Wisconsin, what are something special from Wisconsin that you like to pick up as holiday gifts? What are some events that you like to do during this month of December that's coming up? There are lots of arts and crafts fairs, but lots of holiday-themed theater and that sort of thing. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and we are awaiting your suggestions of things to do, places to go in Wisconsin this weekend and the month of December. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Gary, there are a lot of different holiday crafts fair. I'm assuming that there are a lot of theater events, too. Do you have any of those?
Well, I've got one that I was going to suggest you might want to go to. In Wisconsin Rapids, the 12th to the 20th, they're presenting a play up there, which on first blush sounds pretty historic. It's called Christmas Among the Vikings, until you realize that it really has nothing to do with the Viking sailors. It's got to do with the Packers and Vikings rivalry. And they say it's a story about brotherly love where two towns across the border up there decide they're going to put aside their animosity for a while and have a joint Christmas celebration with Packer and Viking fans. So that should be pretty good. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is putting that on the 12th to the 20th up in Wisconsin Rapids. So got to recommend that might be a good one for you to go to. And then the other thing I was going to suggest you might want to consider is they're going to be having Christmas caroling at the Cave of the Mounds, which, of course, because it's down in that big cavern area down there, is always kind of neat. That's the 6th through the 8th at Blue Mounds, Wisconsin. So kind of a real unusual event and opportunity to enjoy the season and that wonderful cave.
You know, I forgot to give our weather forecast for today, Gary, as okay. I'm supposed to. It's going to be partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon, highs near 30. There is, unfortunately, tonight and tomorrow, a chance of light freezing drizzle, so that's no fun. there's been parts of Wisconsin have received a little snow already, and I know that parts of Wisconsin got some snow just before Thanksgiving too. If we like winter snow activities, I see on your events calendar that we can find out winter conditions around the state.
Yeah, the State Tourism Office has put together one of the best snow condition reports you're going to find anywhere in the country. And if you go to travelwisconsin.com, you can actually sign up on there to get email notices. I believe there's an app you can download as well, so that as you're traveling the state and you want to find out where there's good snow or what the conditions are, you can get that too. And it's free, of course, so you may want to go check that one out. Travelwisconsin.com is the place to get that.
If I'm not mistaken, this is a big day for ski hills around Wisconsin because they make their own snow, and it's the day after Thanksgiving when everybody's, you know, lots of the kids are off, and so I'm assuming that the ski hills around Wisconsin are busy right now and they don't need natural snow to be open.
And it's important for their economic well-being because this is kind of when the ski season starts if things work well for them. And with the temperatures as they are, the fact that they can make snow and people are home, kids are home, they're going out and celebrating. It's a real important weekend to get that skiing season kicked off correctly. So hopefully it stays cool enough that they keep the snow on the hills and it'll be a good time to go out and start enjoying that.
Coming up on the Ideas Network after 7 o'clock, we are going to be talking about the National Day of Listening. Today is the National Day of Listening, and we'll be talking with a guest who is the founder of an oral history project that is behind this National Day of Listening, and you are going to be urged to listen to your loved ones, ask them questions, listen to them, and even record what they have to say, record some oral history. So we'll be talking with Dave Isay of StoryCorps coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. And speaking of StoryCorps, you can celebrate the first decade of StoryCorps with a special retrospective tonight at 6 o'clock. It's going to be hosted by NPR Scott Simon and StoryCorps' Dave Isay. That's going to be tonight at 6 o'clock here on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Gary Knowles about things to do and places to go in the state of Wisconsin in the month of December. And we're awaiting your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We're also asking for Wisconsin-made gifts that you like to give over the holidays. And Darlene posted on Facebook, I like buying gifts from the Peterman Brook Herb Farm, a Wisconsin business that sells gift baskets and other items. They also have soap and lotion making classes, and proceeds are donated to local charities. So,
that sounds interesting.
Very nice. Very nice. People making their own soaps and lotions. Zach from Janesville called in to say he loves buying fishing lures that are made in Wisconsin.
Great idea.
Isn't that great? Yeah. He says they make great gifts for men or for women who like to fish, I suppose.
But, you know, there's a musky lure maker that I ran into, Russell Schmitz up in Minocqua, who makes just beautiful, huge musky lures with treble hooks hanging on them, whatever. I know people that collect those just to collect them, and they don't ever throw them at any muskies.
Yeah.
But they're really beautiful lures. That's a great idea.
You know, I am planning on going to Minocqua in the first week of January, in the Minocqua area anyway, and I'm hoping there's snow. And we talked a little bit about it last week. There's a winter park in Minocqua that has a wonderful cross-country skiing and snowshoeing and all whatever you want to do.
I learned how to cross-country ski up there a long time ago. But, yeah, beautiful park, nice, you know, hilly enough, but not so hilly that it's going to drive you away. But it's a great place.
Yeah, we. What else is going on up in the Minocqua? Anything going on in the Minocqua area or the Northwoods area this month?
There probably is. I was going to tell you about snowshoe hikes.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that.
There's going to be snowshoe hikes, but this is down in the Kickapoo Reserve area, and that starts on the 21st of December, goes through February 1st. A bunch of dates there. But if you've never snowshoed before, you can borrow snowshoes. They'll teach you how to do it, and should be really a whole lot of fun. The Kickapoo Valley Reserve is going to be doing this, and it's on Saturdays, starts December 21st, and then goes January 4th, 18th, and February 1st. But they've got instructors that'll show you how to get them on and how to use them. And probably if you really decide you like it, you can buy some of your own then, you know.
Very neat. Well, I know you said this weekend you want to go to the holiday festival at Wollersheim. And you were thinking next weekend you might go to the Spring Green area?
Well, I might head out that way as well because it's all kind of over in the same direction for me. I may make one big loop tour and do that. But, yeah, there's some good things going on. I might go over to Mineral Point on the 7th when they have their gallery night for the last one of the year, and it's for December. And they always do luminaries. In the evening, the whole downtown area is lit. The whole street is lit with luminaries all up and down the street. And it's kind of like shopping in old England because they'll have guys out on the corner roasting chestnuts. And, you know, it's really an authentic little small town feeling, and it's really a lot of fun.
Well, there's just so many wonderful things. We've talked already about the Twinkle Fest parade tonight in Viroqua.
Yep.
We talked about caroling at the Cave in Blue Mounds. That's going on December 6th through the 8th. I see here on December 3rd, Jingle Bell Rock in Rhinelander. I'm not sure exactly what happens during a Jingle Bell Rock.
My guess is they're getting the rock and rollers out up there, and they're going to do some of the rock and roll holiday songs, which I kind of like some of those myself. I think they're pretty neat.
And if you want something else, December 6th through the 8th, the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Pop Spectacular is taking place. So lots
of... Well, then I thought, Joy, here's another opportunity for you, if you like, on the 6th, up in River Falls at the UW campus up there. They have the Rad Jazz Swing Dance Club up there offering free swing dance lessons if you want them. Maybe you probably know how to do this anyway.
Oh, sure, I do. Uh-huh.
But they're going to be doing that on the 6th, and they say it starts at 7 o'clock. They'll give you a few lessons, and then 7:30 they set everybody loose, I guess. But sounds like a kind of a fun thing to do, the Rad Jazz series.
Well, I'm sure looking forward to everything that's going on in December in Wisconsin, and I'm narrowing it down here. I think I am going to probably head to the Eau Claire area next weekend. So
okay.
That's where we're going to go. And we will talk to you again, Gary, on the last weekend of December. And we're going to talk about New Year's stuff.
We've got a few ideas for you that include things like fireworks and maybe fish falling.
That sounds good. Gary, thanks a lot for being here. Gary Knowles is our Tell Joy Where to Go travel consultant. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Wonderful time.